Here's Marc-Andre Fleury, the goaltender with the Vegas Golden Knights, who joins Darren Millard, Gord Stellick, and Brian Burke on Hockey Central at noon. You've been on the ice. What have you been doing since you eliminated Winnipeg? Take me through the celebration and then the try to turn the corner and prepare for the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, we haven't done too much. You know, obviously that was a great feeling that night. You know, to be such a good team, and we just regroup. You know, had a couple of days off, and it's good for us because we had a little bit of time before we were playing that first game in the finals. So got some time off, and now we're back at it today.
So you've never won the Campbell Conference Bowl before. That conversation that took place between you and Derek Englund, because it's such a bizarre scenario, an expansion team coming from where you have to win this conference championship. Was there a nice mix of people being really, really excited and pumped up and enthusiastic, and then you, who have been through this before, albeit on a different side of the conference?
Yeah, you know, it's a good feeling for everybody, you know, and for myself. Even when you've been there, you know, you always want to go back, and especially with our team, you know, being part of the expansion team and making it happen was a good feeling, and I was really proud of everybody on the team.
Well, Marc-Andre, I owe you an apology. I really was doubted your abilities as a goaltender, as a guy getting it done. You did it as a young man, and then we're part of two more cups, but I thought when you had to carry the whole load that it might be too much for you, and I owe you an apology, and I'm happy to apologize on the air. You've done a magnificent job so far, and you're not done yet.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, on the other side, as far as getting to the next level, what you did in Pittsburgh, it's great to get some rest, but in some ways, are you worried it's too much of a break?
I don't think it's that bad. You know, we've experienced it with the other rounds before that, too, so I guess we're getting used to it a little bit, but you know, I think maybe that first game against Winnipeg, where maybe our game speed wasn't as high as theirs, but the more the series went on, I thought we got comfortable. We had lots of energy, and guys are not too banged up, you know. So it's been, I think we'll be fine.
How many guys have been to a final? We talked to Turk the other day. He's never been to one. Ryan McGill's never been to one on your coaching staff. Ryan Craig's brand new to the league, so he hasn't brand new to coaching. How about players? How many guys have been to one?
I think just James Dale. I think he's the only guy.
And yourself. So are people asking you questions? Yeah. Are they picking your brain, or is it just another series?
Yeah, I think we'll see. Just another series. You know, we haven't had many sit downs about what's coming or what's different. You know, I think that's what's been good about the team. You know, we just whatever happens in the past, we just move on, get ready for the next game, as it's all season long, right? And then now this is just another game we got to get ready for and try to win.
Marc-Andre, it's Brian again. I think the rest has really helped you. I think it showed up. Maybe it's a little bit of rust in game one against Winnipeg, but after that, you guys looked like you were in charge. You looked like you were rested, everyone healthy. And, you know, I think there's a lesson there. Certainly when we won the Cup back in 2010, we lost five games through the whole thing, and you've lost three. I think there's a lesson there. The quicker you can put people out and get some rest, the better. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's been working for us so far. And I don't think there's any perfect way to make it to the final and win. You know, I think we've done it different ways before, but I think, you know, it can hurt. You know, maybe that first game a little bit more sluggish, but it's a long, you know, the playoffs are hard, they're long, and the more rested you are, I think the better you'll be in the end.
Now, honestly, at what point, you've probably been asked it a lot, but at what point during the season did you get even a sense that this kind of eventuality could be possible?
I don't know. I thought the other season was just about, we always had the same focus, you know, always about playing the next game, and that's all we've talked about. And, you know, once we clinched the playoffs and it was, we chipped in the division, that was a big thing for us. You know, we're happy about it and stuff. But once this, playoff started, it was the same mentality, just trying to win that next game. And I don't think any of us have thought too far ahead and thinking about the Stanley Cup or anything like that. I think it was just about beating the team that night and moving on.
It's unusual that you get a player from a conference championship team joining you prior to a Stanley Cup final, but that's what happens when you have this kind of layoff, as Marc-Andre Fleury from the Vegas Golden Knights chats with us on Hockey Central at noon, along with Brian Burke and Gord Stellick. I'm Darren Millard. Dave Pryor is your goalie coach. He's been become known as the goalie whisperer. He wanted to chat with Malcolm Subban. He brought in Malcolm Subban. He turned his game around from where he was with the Boston Bruins organization. Tell me what he's done specifically with your game. Any tweaks, any modifications? You're very aggressive. You've always been aggressive, but that's been really noted during these playoffs. But give us an idea of what he's done with your game.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you all my secrets. but he's been awesome. You know, he's a guy that I think just mentally too, you know, I was somebody that always wanted to skate day before game, morning of games and stuff like that. And he made me understand that, you know, I could rest and still be as good that night, you know, and maybe sometimes thinking about superstitious stuff, but he's not at all, you know, just trying to get it out of my head and just focusing on playing, and that was it, you know. And on the ice, obviously, there's little changes there and there, but he didn't try to change everything I was doing, you know. It's been easy to work with, and you know, it's been a fun season together.
What superstitious stuff has he got rid of? Because it's not superstitious anymore, so you can tell us.
I don't know. I didn't tell him, though. I still have some. I still have some. Yeah, always, I don't know. Just I think the biggest thing was the skating part. I think I was always skating, you know, but I think that made me understand I could go there or two without skating and being fine with it.
Okay, how would you describe Turk as a head coach and compare him to other head coaches, Gerard Gallant?
I think he's been awesome. Awesome for a team, you know. He's fair with all the guys, the young, the old ones, and he wants to compete hard, play hard, you know, and in practice in the games. You know, if you do that, then you'll be fine. I think him and his staff have done a great job, you know, with our young guys on the team, you know, and helping them out, turning pro and turning to the NHL and becoming great players.
Have you heard from Gino or Sid or anybody else from that Penguin side?
Yeah, I had a few texts, you know, from some players and trainers and office people. So that was nice of them.
Well, take a look. Obviously, is there a difference anymore, Western Conference versus Eastern Conference style, after being in the East for so long?
I think the East has more teams that are trying to make plays fast and skilled, you know. I feel like the West maybe has a few bigger teams a bit, and more of guys at the net battling around the net and stuff like that, instead of making the pretty plays on the wing.
I agree with that
a little bit.
One thing that's evident is the calmness of your play, which I think is a great attribute for your teammates, to see you making the saves without a big fuss, calm, smiling. I think it calms your whole team down. Is that something you're consciously trying to do?
I don't know. I don't want to show any stress to my teammates. I'll try to keep everybody calm, and even through the big games. But, you know, tell you the truth, I'm having a good time. You know, I love playing the game, and I love where we're at right now, and it's just a good feeling to making saves and keeping your team in the game, and I don't know, just a lot of fun to play hockey right now.
Okay, before we let you go, this one we have to get into. Blake Wheeler and the altercation behind the net and the ear tickle or the wet willy or whatever you want to call it, where did that come from?
I don't know. It was just a scramble on my net. I took my glove off to grab some water, and it was just laying there, and I had nothing else to do, so I just figured out, give him a little tickle.
Did you talk about it with Blake at all, through the handshakes or at any point?
Yeah, I did. In the handshake, I just said, oh, sorry for all the attention towards this thing, you know, it's just dumb. Sorry about that, but yeah, that was it.
I was thinking he was going to turn around and clock you.
Oh, he seems like a good guy. I mean, you got to pick the right guy, right?
the right guy.
So just a parting word from you. You can describe in any way, form you want, but when we introduced you last year at the draft, expansion draft, when you walked out on that stage and you were saved till the very end and you got the great ovation, talk to me about the journey from that night to today as you talk to us going into a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, it was a long time ago now, and it was it was such a nice welcome by the people of Vegas, you know, and it was tough for me to leave Pittsburgh, right? I always stayed there, and it was my home and all that, and there was lots of unknown with our team, with the city a bit, right? And everything turned out for the best. Like the support from the fan, you know, from game one, and the organization that, you know, the people that are in place and the players they pick, you know, we've got a great chemistry and we've been winning games, you know. So I think it's been such a fun journey since last June.
Did you tell Colby he's got to stay in a hotel for the Stanley Cup final, that he and Mel and company can't bunk in with you guys?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine.
He's going to be knocking on your door.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't want to see him because he'll get me in trouble.
Thanks, Marc-Andre, and really appreciate it. That smile through your mask is a wonderful sight, and we all think, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you're playing men's league or kids hockey to be look at our children or ourselves in the mirror and see us enjoying the game like you are at the highest level. So you're an inspiration on that side, and we're really proud of you, of what you've accomplished so far.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.